all set and ready to go. Here's another show from KBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin. Good evening and welcome to the best.
The best.
Music. From new wave to reggae.
Music.
From funky to rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
This is the sound power of the music machine. We're going to atom bomb the decibels. And it's all happening right here with your own favorite Super DJ.
Super DJ!
Any minute now, you get your update on the top 10. Are you set for a night that is out of sight? Then hang in there. It's all going to happen. Ready for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Hey baby, wake up from your sleep. We have arrived onto the future and the whole world is become electronic, supersonic, supersonic, electronic. Hey baby, ride with me away. We doesn't have much time. My blue jeans is tight, so onto my love rocket climb. Inside tank of fuel is not fuel, but love. Above us, there is nothing above, but the stars above. Fly away in my space rocket. You no need put money in my pocket. The door is closed, I just lock it. I put my core plug in your socket.
The sun is sky is bright like fire.
You and me gets higher and higher.
Cut communication fire.
Only thing can stop us is flat tire. Love Crusader, I want to be your space invader. For you I would descend the deepest moon crater. I is more stronger than Darth Vapor. Obey me, I is your new dictator. For you is Venus, I am Mars. With you I is more richer than all the czars. Make a wishes on a shooting stars. Then for you I will play on my cosmic guitars.
Fasten your belt seats. We has commenced our descent. I trust you enjoy this flight as much as you enjoy this acting.
Now, back on Earth, it's time for downsplash. Into sea of eternal glory, my spaceship crash. People have arrived for to cheer me from near and far. And as I float, I open door and shout, I am world's biggest, washed up superstar! Electronic, as for sure as the sun rises in the west.
For you to experience Big Bang.
space race. Long live Movania.
but I find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, blessed be. Until I am in the darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, blessed be.
Come on, let me in. Hey, Charlie, when the party gets going real good, you say to me, would anyone like to join me in a cup of tea? And I say, you think we'll both think?
Can't you hear me knocking that door? Come on, let me in.
Now all you fellas keep alert. Better watch your chicks. You know, they just might fall for me when they see me do my card tricks.
Got the ukulele by my side. Gonna give you a big free ride. Can't you hear me knocking that door? Come on, let me in.
Hey, you know, when we get them all worked up, you ask me, hey, do you take a shower? No, no, say, why, is there one missing?
I'm gonna entertain you folks. Got a problem for a brand new joke.
Can't you hear me knocking that door? Come on, let me in.
Come on now, let me in.
Hey, Abdo, come on in. You know, I don't reckon making errors, Charlie. Why don't you just open up the door and go on in? Ow! You ever get the feeling you weren't wanted?
Don't wanna go.
Oh, oh, oh.
of them bushes out there. They're moving. There's an Indian behind every one of them. Mr. Custer, may I be excused for the rest of the afternoon, please? Want to change my library book. Oi, Wyatt, duck your head! Oh, bit late on that one, son. God, I bet that don't half hurt.
They were sure of victory, the men of the 7th Cavalry, as they rode on. When from the rear a voice was heard, that same brave voice with a trembling word rang loud and clear.
What am I doing here? Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go. Listen, Mr. Custer, please don't make me go. There's a redskin waiting out there, waiting to cut my hair. A coward I've been called, but I don't want to wind up dead or bald. Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Now let's see, what's the Indian word for friend? Oh yes, I know. Manana, yes, that's it.
Oh, you lot out there. Manana. Ooh. No, that ain't it. Look at them out there. Running around like a bunch of wild Indians. Bunch of wild Indians. No, this is no time for joking. Ooh. Oh, help! Mr. Custer! Oh, my God.
Forward! Stop!
Give me a break. Don't burn me yet. waiting, boy. Give me back my hair. Hey, Mr. Sitting Bull, I want to thank you for saving my life. Oh, that was just a mistake. Well, why don't you fellas finish your dancing and I'll go for a little ride. I ain't going no place. Well, and how do I join your tribe? You guys can call me Yellow Streak.
Many moons have come and gone, and now our hero has become one of the tribe. Little did he know that day the cavalry was on its way to set him free.
Hey guys, it's me! Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hair. Listen, Mr. Sitting Bull, it's all I have to wear. The soldiers are fixing the fire, and it's gonna be tonight. As much as I like you, I don't wanna be mistaken for a Sioux. Please, Mr. Sitting Bull, give me back my hat.
That's no coyote. I'd know that voice anywhere.
Hey, Charlie, it's me.
What'd that say? They must think I'm an Indian.
Hey, Kiwasabi. I mean, Fran. Hey, out there, the Fran.
I wonder if they're soldiers or tourists.
Moccasins. Pottery. Real beetle wigs.
I wonder how many of us in these troubled times ever take time out from our busy work days to ask the question, what is a frame? Well, frames are found in the strangest places. In your cryle, on the phone, from the Firth of Forth to the Straits of Magellan, in cesspools, in filter tips, near your bird, and playing on your heartstrings. A frame likes trade school, turnip greens, Ace Brigade, chicken wire, salami, Goo Goo Dolls, Mrs. Sterling, birdseed pudding, and other freems. A freem hates Cubila, clarinet reeds, fricassee of beaks and claws, turkey wattles, protozoa, anthracite, income taxes, or pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Nothing else can come home so frail, grove up the dell of a good bartering so often, or lose so many file saws. A freem is dignity with a stall in its fame, bronchitis with a frog in its throat, and stupidity with a bone in its mouth. What is a freem made of? Well, it takes the strength of a lion, the wool of a lamb, the back of your hand, the night of the hunter, the top of the mark, the last of the Mohicans, and the hair of the dog. There are several ways to get a frame. Advertise in the paper, jump in the lake, blues in the night, or punch in the mouth. Mothers-in-law don't particularly stale for frames. Traffic cops grab them, little boys eat them, and Bennett Surf lifts them. But, you know, when you get home in the afternoon after a long, tiring day's work, when you're tired and weary and worn and sick, miserable and dirty and crummy and shaking and nervous and frightened and panicky and drunk and raggedy and rotten and staggering and reeling and rolling in the gutter. Oh, when you come home and sit down in your easy chair and that little frame jumps up on the bridge of your nose and sits there and stares at you, why, I tell you, friends, it's just kind of makes life worthwhile to hear those three little words, you're under arrest. And when the sun goes down and the tide goes out, the people gather round and they all begin to shout, Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your frame on the Mississippi mud. Yes, if you can keep your frame when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can ask yourself what kind of a day has it been, then you'll know that a boom is only a ding-dong, but a good cigar is a frame.
Alrighty, want to quiet down? We got stuff to discuss here. Okay, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for stopping by. I'm KBC. This is the Bit Slap, another grab bag edition. For the record, I want to wish you all a happy spring. Where I'm sitting now, spring was 2 days ago. Right now, the temperature here in Maine is about 15 degrees. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the wind is like 25, 30 miles an hour. It's a bitch. I love spring. I don't like this. Anyway, everybody's complaining, all right? It's not just me. So. And hopefully wherever you are, it's a little warmer. If that's the case, sit back and enjoy it. You have earned it. So, all right, like I said, it's a grab bag edition today because what we've been doing is spring cleaning. Now that I'm working and we're doing all this research and getting ready to buy this house and stuff like that, all this nonsense is happening. And so I don't have as much time for research, so I have to reach into the old grab bag, as it were. And Jersey and I have been sifting through crap all week. That's why I'm in such a mood. Just a bunch of kind of non-related stuff. I have a whole bunch of folders in my computer that just have a lot of unrelated stuff. I can't believe the kind of crap I was digging up. So I figure that's a good thing to do today. We'll just, you know, throw it at you. You won't mind, right? All right. So anyway, we started with a guy named Zlad. That's Z-L-A-D. He was an 80s rock nutcase, and that was called Electronic Supersonic. And there's a video of that on the playlist if you want to see that. You think the song is weird? Wait till you see the video, all right? Umbasa and the Dragon was the Turtles. Prendez-moi was Madame Senange. God knows what happened to her. But there you go. We heard Let It Be from Artist Unknown. Here where the artist credit should be, it says, please make it stop. So there you go. After that, I Get Around, a shredded version. That was the Beach Boys. That was not Jandek. And you'll find a video of that up there as well. It's kind of cute. Larry Verne after that, Abdul's Party from 1961. Crazy Cat was Del Mack. You saw where that thread was going. And then Mr. Custer, kind of the originator, and that was Charlie Drake. That was a cover of the Larry Verne song on the Parlophone record label in England in about 1961. One of the last series of records that George Martin made before he bumped into those mop tops from Liverpool. Mr. Custer Stomp was the Scouts, and then Larry Verne himself, Please Mr. Sitting Bull, the follow-up to Mr. Custer. And then Steve Allen, What is a Frame, from 1956. Steve. Response to all those, what is a this, what is a that, what is a boy, what is a girl, what is a temporary restraining order, what is a, I don't know. Anyway, we're back, we got more, so listen close, because I got the best music.
The best music.
The best music.
The best music.
The best
music.
The best music.
The best
music.
The best music.
The best
music.
Now, Delaney had a donkey that everyone admired, temporarily lazy and permanently tired, a leg at every corner, balance in his head, and a tail to let you know which end he wanted to be fed. Riley slyly said, we've underrated it, why not train it? Then they took a rag, they rubbed it, scrubbed it, they oiled and imbricated it, got it at the post, and when the starter dropped the flag, there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, holding it.
Logan, Logan, and everyone in town. Lined up attacking it and shoving it and smacking it, they might as well try to push the town hall down. The donkey was eyeing them, openly defying them, winking, blinking, and twisting out of place. Riley reversing it, everybody cursing it, the day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. The muscles of the mighty never known to flinch, they couldn't move the donkey a quarter of an inch. Delaney lay exhausted, hanging round his throat, with a grip just like a Scotsman on the £5 note. Starter Carter, he lined it with the rest of them. When it saw them, it was willing then. It raced up, braced up, ready for the best of them. They started off to cheer it, but it changed its mind again. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it. Hogan, Logan, and Mary Ann McGrath. She started poking it and grabbing it and choking it. It kicked her in the bustle and it laughed, hee-ha. The Whigs and Conservatives, the radical superlatives, Liberals and Tories, they hurried to the place. Stood there in unity, helping the community, the day Delaney's donkey ran the half-mile race. The crowd began to cheer it, and Rafferty, the judge, he came up to assist him, but still it wouldn't budge. And the jockey who was riding it, little John McGee, was so thoroughly disgusted that he went and had his tea. Hagen, Fagin were students of psychology, swore they'd shift him with some dynamite. They bought it, brought it, and without apology, the donkey gave a sneeze and blew the whole lot out of sight. And there was Riley, pushing it, shoving it, shushing it, Hogan, Logan, and all the bally crew. Police and auxiliary, the garrison artillery, the second in the skillings and the lifeguards too. They seized it and harried it, they picked it up and carried it, cheered it, steered it to the winning place. Then the bookmakers drew aside, and they all committed suicide. The day Delaney's donkey won the half-mile race.
No flies. boys sitting on a rock. Out came a bumblebee and piped them on their cocktails, ginger ales, 10 cents a glass. If they don't like that, they can kiss my hairy ass. Me no questions, you will hear no lies. Put down molasses and it will catch no flies.
I fell in love that night on Belmont Street.
'Twas on a park bench where we sat down. The lights were burning all over town. And I swept her right off her feet. I sang love songs to her on Belmont Street.
And as he held me so tenderly, the breezes whispered, oh, promise me. And oh, my happiness, it was complete. He took me dining on Belmont Street.
I wined and dined her, and then we danced. And as I held her, I was entranced. She was so in love, she couldn't eat. But I ate caviar on Belmont Street. The waiter came to present the check. I said, just wait here and I'll be back.
To see his smiling face would be a treat. For I'm still waiting here on Belmont Street. I've torn my heart out, I've pulled my hair. If I lay hands on him, I'm gonna tear his body limb from limb and smash his teeth and throw the pieces out on Belmont Street.
He'll never catch me there
on Belmont Street.
Hello there, Tootsie Rootsie. Your lonesome lover boy is crazy nuts for you. Hi, sweetie puss. This here is lonesome lover boy Jorgeson, the female's friend. I sure have missed you, dreamboat. My heart has been as heavy as a gunny bag full of fresh smelt. I've been longing to talk to you again, dollface. Yeah, yearning to tell you about my sponsor's product. You know, Monsieur Bjornsson, creator of the famous perfume My Boo Boo, has created a new and deadly perfume called Toujours la Smooch, which contains a magic ingredient called P.U. Hootie-Hoo, which, translated from the French, is formula P.U. 77. Formula 77 contains a secret mixture of lanolin and chloroform. No other perfume can make that statement. Now, sweetie puss, my love poem tonight is a testimonial from a triumphant user of Toujours la Smooch. Miss Hansen was a retired schoolteacher. Love had never come her way till a friend gave her a bottle of Toujours la Smooch on her 62nd birthday. She put the perfume behind her ears, then walked for 3 or 4 blocks and stopped at her favorite health food store for a double shot of yogurt over the rocks. Ingvar Gustafsson was eating a bowl of figs and prunes and spilling the juice on his clothes when he inhaled Miss Hansen's perfume, which singed the inside of his 70-year-old nose. An electric shock went through his torso, hot as a bakery oven's doors, so hot, in fact, that it melted the elastic in the waistband of his drawers. The veins in his neck was like stalks of rhubarb. His breath was as hot as the smoke from a Luger, and he let out a loud romantic yelp like the mating call of a cougar. Miss Hansen ran out of the place so fast, her stocking tore loose from her garter. Behind her, she heard Ingvar's dentures clacking like the castanets of an elevator starter. Ingvar caught Miss Hansen in half a block. He was glassy-eyed from the perfume's lure. He popped the question, and Miss Hansen swooned, but not before she shouted, "Ja, sure." Toujours La Smooch perfume can do this for you too, lover girl. And now farewell, sweetie puss. Remember, if you're a lonely single girl or an unfortunate married lady with an inattentive slob of a husband, you always got a rendezvous with lonesome lover boy Jorgensen. Your lonesome lover boy is crazy nuts for you.
I flunked in music in high school. They said I had no talent and how. But them high school teachers was crazy. Just listen to me now. Rooty-toot-toot, hoo-ha, rooty-toot-toot. I just got my diploma from the Jazz Institute. I've learned to sing words like a poo-poo-ba-doo. It says on my diploma I'm a real gongaloot. Rooty-toot-toot, hoo-ha, rooty-toot-toot. The Bobby Foxes love me at the Jazz Institute. They holler and whoop when I wear my zoot suit. And when I croon they tell me I'm a real gongaloot. I'm gone. Yeah, I have really went. And when I send the babes, them little cuties go where they've been sent. A rooty toot toot, too high, rooty toot toot. I learned this modern music at the Jazz Institute. Hey boo, bariba, skiddy de booska doot. The teachers say, my goodness, he's a real gongaloot. I surprised my teacher not long ago, singing Hold That Tiger, real soft and slow. Hold That Tiger ain't no love song, the teacher sighed. It is to a tiger, I quickly replied. Oh, they think I'm a card at the Jazz Institute. On the campus I'm referred to as a real gongaloot. I'm gone, jive is my specialty. But when I do bebop, a Dizzy Gillespie gets jealous of me. A rooty toot toot, hoo ha, rooty toot toot. I owe an awful lot to the Jazz Institute. Waltorini putty putty, Waltorini root. I'm a genuine well-wet hog. And I'm a real gone.
She's the wife of a country music fiddler, but she loves him as if he was a king.
She had a chance to marry a country singer, but she chose this fiddling life above everything.
He gets up at early dawn. He never stays at home. It seems he's always on the go.
She's a wife of a country music fiddler, and she's fiddling while he's fiddling do-si-do.
He's thought of something else to do, but it scares him but to and through the thought of laying his old fiddle down.
She's a wife of a country music fiddler, but she loves it cause she
she loves to fiddle round. She stuck right by his side. No fiddle playing had died. And people said that fiddling had its life. She's a wife of a country music fiddler. And like country music, fiddling's here to stay. When I see my baby, what do I see? Poetry, I mean enormity. Enormity in motion. Enormity in motion. Waddling by my side. Her enormous locomotion makes my friends run and hide. Enormity in motion. See her swing and sway. She's bigger than an ocean, so don't get in her way. I watch every movement. I'm hoping she will change. She sure could use improvement, but she's too big to rearrange. Enormity in motion. When we swim at school, she causes such commotion. She overflows the pool. Watches my every movement and thinks I will change. She thinks I need improvement, so one of us must rearrange. Enormity in motion. Still I think she's great. Is there a magic potion to make me gain some weight?
Just a nervous wreck, they say. Now they're as right as rain, and I know who's to blame. Here is how I got that way. Tick-tock, click-click, ring-ring, bong-bong. Old clock's talking on the shelf. Click-click, tick-tock, bong-bong, ring-ring. They got me ticking to myself. It's tock-tock-tock the whole day long while spinning hands around. You'd think with all that exercise the gosh darn things would all run down. Tick-tock, click-click, ring-ring, bong-bong, always such a lot of noise. Click-click, tick-tock, bong-bong, ring-ring, girl clock's ringing at the boys. I know just what I'm gonna do when it comes to wind-up time. I'll stop that click-click, ring-ring, bong-bong, tick-tock talking all the time. I'm sure gonna stop it. Tick-tock, click-click, ring-ring, bong-bong, old clock sitting in a row. Click-click, tick-tock, bong-bong, ring-ring, think they're making quite a show. It's click, click, click with wheels all day inside their silly heads. I wish they'd close their faces up and boing their springs and all drop dead. Tick-tock, click, click, ring, ring, bong, bong, got me going in a whirl. Click, click, tick-tock, bong, bong, a ring, ring, boy clock's bonging at the girls. I know just what I'm gonna do when it comes to wind-up time. I'll stop that click, click, ring, ring, bong, bong, tick-tock, talking all the time. Hey, tick-tock, talking all the time, yeah.
A boy came to the city from the country one day. Might have known he'd fall in love with a girl right away. And it was kind of funny to hear his voice and range, 'cause he was at the very age when his voice would change. And he'd say, I love you, honey. Say you love me too. I'll give you all of my money, 'cause I want to marry you. Well, she thought he was amusing, so she led him on and on. To all her friends she'd introduce him so they could hear his tone. They thought he was funny, but he didn't feel that way. To him it was no game at all, and he would only say, I love you, honey. Say you love me too. I'll give you all of my money, 'cause I want to marry you.
Marry you?
One night they were out dancing, she was making fun. A man heard him talking and said,
that's the one.
Now the man who was a producer said,
I'll make him a star. He can already yodel, just give him a guitar.
Oh, now he is a star, and the people get around. They make no fun no more, because they got that sound. His girl, she is chasing him, the tables they have turned. But he said, I don't love you no more, a lesson I have learned. I don't love you, honey. I don't love you no more. Just wanted my money, and I don't love you no more.
One time, a long time ago, on a mountain in Switzerland, yo-la-la-la-la, there lived a fair young maiden, lovely but lonely, yo-ho-ho. Day after day, she'd pine her heart away, yo-la-la-la-la, lady, but no love came her way. One day, her papa say, someday we'll go down to the village in the valley. There you'll meet a nice young man, you'll ask for your hand, then you'll be happy. But every day she grew unhappier, on a mountain in Switzerland, yo-la-la-la-la. Every day a little bit lonelier, which way to turn, which way to go. Day after day, she'd pine her heart away, yo-la-la-la-la, lady, but no love came her way. Some say the maiden's dream never came true, she never got to go to the valley. If she did or not, I really don't know, whoa-oh-oh.
she die unhappy? I'd rather think she found her love. Wouldn't you rather think she did find love somewhere, some way? Your lady, your lady.
It is play period, and somebody has stole my nutty putty, which reminds me I should write you this letter. This sure is a fun place. Every time somebody tells a joke, I just jump up and laugh and run round my room as far as my ankle chain will allow. Seems like somebody's all time pulling a funny round here. Like yesterday when Leroy Puffy Brea hung a big sign right on the main gate that said, "The reason we're all here is because we're not all there."
Ellie Mae, oh Ellie Mae, why's it let them take me away?
Hope you can read this letter. I'm writing it with the blunt end of a spoon. They won't let me have no sharp instruments, but it don't matter, cause there's never a dull moment around here. Aha. Well, so much for humor. I'm sorry you can't come see me this weekend, but I set the mess hall on fire and they took away my visiting privileges. I miss you lots, and when I look at your picture, I just leap around my room, bouncing off the padded walls and yelling.
Ellie Mae, oh Ellie Mae, why'd you let them take me away?
Why, oh Ellie Mae, guess I better close for now. Or as we say around the farm, I must be off.
Yeah, dear Madeline, yeah, it's been a long time since you've been gone. And the doctor tells me I might be joining you real soon. Right now, they got me out here, and I think it's a sanitarium. Boy, sure a lot of crazy people out here. I called Sam, our attorney, the other day. I said, "Sam, you got to get me out of here. They got me here by the knots." You see, Madeline? Yeah. Haven't lost my sense of humor, huh? Yeah. There's a psychiatrist here. He keeps asking me funny questions like, "Have I ever cried?" I said, "Yeah, of course I cry." He said, "Well, have you ever cried in front of a woman?" I told him. I said, I used to cry in front of Madeline all the time, but I always considered it part of foreplay. Yeah, you see, Madeline? You know, they got a doctor here with a lot of psychiatrists, and this one, I really ticked him off. You know, like this. He's telling me questions, and I keep going, huh? And then all of a sudden, he's shouting and screaming. And I said, "Why are you shouting?" He said, well, of course, I didn't think you heard me. I said, huh? You see, Madeline? Yeah, I haven't lost my sense of humor. Huh? Yeah, I drove him crazy. You know, what I'd like to do, Madeline, when I get out of here, I'd like to go to India. Yeah, you remember how I used to love that corned beef and pastrami and potato salad? Yeah, well, that's why I'd like to go to India. I heard they had a new deli over there. Yeah, Madeline. Madeline, dear, since you've been gone, had a lot of changes. We got a new vice president. He's good. He's really good. I remember how you used to laugh at that last one, that quail. Yeah, I recorded one of his last speeches. Listen.
What a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind is being very wasteful.
Yeah. I think what he was trying to say is the mind is a terrible thing to waste. And thank goodness they didn't waste one on him. Oh, Madeline, you'd be so proud of me. I don't drink anymore. Yeah. Just the same amount. Yeah, when the psychiatrist asked me about drinking, if I drank a lot, did I drink in the morning? I said, yeah, of course I do. As a matter of fact, I told him, if a guy can't be drunk by noon, yeah, there's got to be something wrong with his watch. Yeah, well, and I miss you so. And, I love you, dear.
What is a Fusteris? Well, Fusterises are everywhere and come in all shapes and sizes. Big as a Grendel, tiny as a Sussman, and sometimes just middle-sized, like Fremis's Maybelline on the Tees. You find them on race rundles just before the sun goes down, or on the wayside in the rain when the single thingle makes its rounds. In crowded wrinkle turns in the wee hours of the morning, when no one feels very energetic and the man at the piano plays songs you haven't heard since Septumulence. Fusteris is like pretty girls named Ingeborg, with silver chauffeurs in their hair, and banjo strings, moonlight gallops to the off and on. Yeah, they laugh a lot and send funny picture postcards in the Gelfening and play canasta with the Rodenstocks when the weather's bad. And sometimes Fusterises are sad and sit and mope about the Limerocks and the Snurds they loved and lost, or cry big teetle-doodles and sob until you'd think their hearts would break into a million tiny grevices. Fusteris's dislike, alpenstocks with yellow teeth who step on people's feet in crowded subways, and old wet newspapers with pictures of the winning thirtle blurred, and artichokes for breakfast when the bumbleburger's gone. Fusteris's are laughter when the Rimron's slightly off the zelf, and tears when Shiring Bendel's sad and comes around no more. And music to your ears trencing dwindled down so you hear the dialings dropping one by one. Well, cynical people and those who've lost their faith in things they never see may curl their lips and call Fusterises a useless lot and hardly worth a mentioning. But me, well, gee, when I go home at night feeling low and beat out and out of sorts with life and reach for my pipe and slip out of my shoes and unscrew my little wooden head, I don't know, I hear a little sound, and I know my own Fusteris is there. I lean over in my easy chair and pat its little thermothrottle, and my Fusteris smiles back at me. Well, sometimes I forget that, of course, they hardly ever talk. And I say to my Fusteris, I'll get off when the shit's late, ever since there's the guy shooting in the city itself. Well, now you know how I feel about Fusterises. But if You're confused. It's your own fault, you know. Because,
okay, no, settle down. We're not done here yet. Almost ready to go. Okay, like I said, grab bag edition, bunch of unrelated crap, and I'm surprised at how related everything is today. But there'll be more of these, because research time is short, like I said, and you deserve it, all right? Maybe you don't think you do, maybe you think you deserve mercy, but no, you don't. You deserve this shit, all right? We started with Val Dunican. He's Irish, of course, and that was Delaney's Donkey. That's my salute to St. Patrick's Day last week. That's all you're going to get, okay? Sixpence after that from The Escorts. The Escorts featured Pluto Shervington on that filthy, filthy vocal there. You got the point of that, right? Slim Jim and the Westerners. That was Belmont Street, followed by two from Yogi Jorgensen. Yogi Jorgensen, real name Harry. Harry Stewart, he was also known as Harry Carey, kind of an imitation Japanese guy. And we heard from Yogi doing Lonesome Lover Boy and Real Gone Galoot, followed by two from Simon Crum. Simon Crum was the alias of Country Music Hall of Famer and all-around good guy, Ferlin Husky. We heard the Country Music Fiddle and Enormity in Motion. That was the send-up of an old Johnny Tillotson song that I don't have to identify from, because you guys know everything just like I do. We heard from Nervous Norvis after that. That was The Clock Shop, and I also dug up a bunch of new Nervous Norvis stuff. I had no idea I had all this stuff lying around. So we'll be getting to it in the future, trust me. The voice-changing song was Jesse Lee Turner. We did a similar thing a couple of weeks ago. And then Del Shannon, the Swiss Maid. And as you may have figured out, Del can't do it. He tried, though, so we give him credit for that. Don Bowman, The Letter to Ellie Mae, and then The Letter to Dear Madeline from Lou Bedell. Can't tell you anything about Lou Bedell, but there he is. And then, what is a fisterus? What indeed? Well, if you were paying attention, you would know by now. That was Pete Myers, also known as the Mad Daddy. He was a Cleveland DJ back in the 50s and 60s, probably a staff mate of Alan Freed. But Mad Daddy was, he was an original. So, all right, so speaking of originals, we got a couple of originals coming up. Two different songs with the same name. Very different. Not really, they're just wacky, all right? That's what I do around here. I'm the wacko. So I want to remind you that, you know, if you're still listening in March, the FMU Marathon is over, and you'll be hearing shortly about any pledges you might have made. If you haven't made a pledge, that's okay, but you still can. Just go to the website. They're not proud. They'll accept your pledge any time of year. And I want to thank you personally for pledging, because keeping FMU on the air is very important, as you well know. But I digress. Let's get back to finishing up the show. All right? I'll see you next week.
I'm on your side, baby. Go ahead and burn your bra. You've got a right to freedom. Join the unhooked generation. I'm for women's liberation. Join the fight to stop inflation. Baby, let it all hang out. Sling, baby, do your thing. The whole world's watching you. You've got a firm foundation that really does turn me on. I believe in what you're doing. You've been held down too long. today the fashions are demanding that your talents be outstanding. I'm glad that everything's expanding. You come a long way, baby.
Baby, let it all hang out.
Burn your bra now, baby. I'll even light a fire for you. Don't get in the swing, baby. Do your thing. The whole world's watching you. Burn your bra now, baby. I'll even light a fire for you. Don't get in the swing, baby. Do your thing. The whole world's watching you. Burn your bra now, baby. I'll even light a fire for you.
Baby, burn your bra. I'm the man that's got the match to light the flame. I've been around the country, got a big surprise. Got a thrill from what I saw right before my eyes. In country, town, or city, the sights are all the same. Minister's getting higher on every brawly stain. Oh, burn your bra, baby. Baby, burn your bra. I'm the man that's got the match to light the flame. Burn your bra, baby, baby, burn your bra.